This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Tuesday, June 15th. Sadly, Tuesday will be another day with no rain, but unlike some recent days, it'll be a nice day to be outside in the sun. According to the National Weather Service, it'll be sunny with a high near 86 degrees on Tuesday. On Tuesday night, it'll be mostly clear, with a low around 58 degrees. After data from Iowa's Department of Human Rights showed that black students in the Cedar Rapids district are far more likely to have allegations of criminal wrongdoing made against them than are white students, the Cedar Rapids School District told the school board Monday night that the district will update the program that currently assigns uniformed Cedar Rapids police officers to 7 schools. This will not necessarily mean the officers will be removed from the schools entirely, but that the district is committed to making changes after listening to students and looking at data. Not only did data show that the allegations were more common against black students, when surveyed, black students noted that they felt they were treated differently by law enforcement in the schools compared to their white counterparts. Washington Prime Group has filed for bankruptcy protection that lets it stay in business while it sheds some of its nearly $3.5 billion in debt. The real estate investment firm that owns several malls nationwide, including Lindale Mall in Northeast Cedar Rapids, filed a Chapter 11 petition late Sunday in Texas and expects its mall operations to continue uninterrupted while it reorganizes. Lou Conforti, Washington Prime Group's chief executive and director, said in a statement that the bankruptcy filing allows the company to right-size its balance sheet and position the company for success going forward. State Senator Rob Hogue, a Cedar Rapids Democrat who has been in the Iowa legislature nearly 2 decades, announced Monday he will not seek re-election in 2022. Hogue, 54, a lawyer and an author of a book on climate change, has been in the Iowa Senate since 2007. His current term expires in January 2023. Previously, he served in the Iowa House from 2002 to 2006. Hogue said in a statement about not running again that there are several younger candidates who would like to get started in politics, and he doesn't want to stand in their way. Higher than normal temperatures and lower than normal rainfall are starting to take a toll on Iowa crops as drought and unusually dry conditions cause rivers to dwindle. Early planted crops are starting to show moisture stress, and the short-term forecast shows only minor chances of precipitation, Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Naig said in a statement Monday. According to a weekly crop report issued Monday by Naig's department, Iowa's corn condition rated 63% as good to excellent, 14 percentage points below the week before. Soybean condition rated at 61% as good to excellent, 12 points worse than the last week. The Iowa Ideas 2021 virtual conference will be here before you know it, and we would like you to be our guest on the house. The Gazette is providing free access to this 2-day gathering with more than 50 sessions filled with thought-provoking local and national speakers, all ready to engage you on a variety of important and timely Iowa issues. Join us October 14th and 15th for this can't-miss idea exchange experience. Learn more and register for the event at ioideas.com.